Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Our banking system is sound and resilient with strong capital and liquidity. We will continue to closely monitor conditions in the banking system and are prepared to use all of our tools as needed to keep it safe and sound.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell sought to reassure consumers after the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, the nation's second and third largest bank failures on record. Powell also announced another quarter point interest rate hike, even as some financial experts claim high interest rates contributed to the bank failures. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw testified before the Senate Commerce Committee Wednesday following the recent derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, which spilled chemicals in the air, water, and soil. Shaw reaffirmed his company's committed to continue cleanup efforts and help area residents.
Today, I'm able to share more about our plans. We are in the planning stages of developing a long-term medical compensation fund, a property value assurance program, and a longer-term water testing program.
At a Senate committee meeting, Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel defended the company's decision to significantly increase the price of its COVID shots to $130 when they start to be sold on the private market this fall. Moderna had been charging the U.S. government $26 per dose. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders pressed the CEO.
Quadrupling the price is huge, and I would hope very much that you will reconsider that decision. It's going to cost the taxpayers of this country billions of dollars.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul got into a heated exchange with the CEO over COVID-19 vaccine side effects relating to myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart muscle.
Spoke with your president just last week, and he readily acknowledged in private that, yes, there is an increased risk of myocarditis. The fact that you can't say it in public is quite disturbing.
Bancel refused to acknowledge the study cited by Paul, but did respond, saying scientific data shows those who take vaccines are less likely to develop myocarditis versus those who contract COVID-19. New York Representative Jamal Bowman and creators of the popular social media app TikTok held a news conference at the Capitol in support of free expression, as President Biden and congressional leaders increasingly call the Chinese-owned app a national security threat. Tiffany Yu is a disability advocate and TikTok creator.
TikTok has really been a game changer for me. It's allowed me to reach new audiences, millions of people, unlock new ways to generate income to support my advocacy, and empower an entire group of disability advocates to find their voice and build their careers.
Lawmakers continue to push for a nationwide ban of the app or force TikTok's owners to sell. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're